The Ravens suffered a significant blow to their defense Thursday morning when they found out that all-pro defensive tackle Haloti Ngata would miss the rest of the regular season because of a four-game suspension for violating the league's performance-enhancing drugs policy. The news caught the team by surprise, and the players and defensive coordinator Dean Pease reacted to the suspension when they met with reporters Thursday afternoon.
It's disappointing and all that, but it would be the same thing if we lost anybody due to injury, whatever the case might be. You know, I never want to lose anybody for any reason at all. But that's the name of the game. Everybody goes through stuff at this time of year, whether it be injuries. A couple years ago, we played 10 games without Ray Lewis, played 8 games without Suggs. We're going to play 4 games without Haloti. Next guy up, let's play.
That's one thing right here. Even though he's a great player, Pro Bowl player, we have guys that's backing him up that's going to have to abide by the same rules. So everybody's going to be accountable for what they do. Just because one person gone, I mean, things are going to change. So the next person just has to step up.
It was tough. I was disappointed for him and disappointed for our football team. But the circumstances, it's the hand we've been dealt. And so we've got to move forward and get ready for the challenge that is the Miami Dolphins.
It's definitely difficult to hear. He's expressed, you know, how disappointed he is, and I know he's hurt for it, and we're going to be hurt by it. But we have a lot of guys, you know, who have the ability, and they got to step up. You know, that's the philosophy around here: next man up. And you know, he'll be back. Hopefully, he's back, and that means, you know, we're back for the playoffs.
I mean, it was shocking and it was hurtful because, man, somebody like Haloti, man, that's a load up front, man. He plugged them gaps, man. He leave the linebackers free, man, and things like that. So, I mean, it was a big loss for us now. But I feel like the guys we got behind them, man, they really will step up and do it. Like I say, the way they prepare and the way they work and the way they take on their job, man, I feel like it won't be a slap.
Luckily, I've been able to learn from them, you know, all of this time, you know, and I've been taking advantage of it. You know, but right now, you know, I have huge shoes to fill, you know, and it's going to be a very tough task. But at the end of the day, you know, I'll never be able to be Haloti Ngata. All I can be is Timmy Jernigan, and I'm going to be the best Timmy Jernigan that I can be.
Now, if the Ravens make the playoffs, Ngata would be eligible to return once the postseason begins. But for now, the Ravens are preparing for life without him, and they're going to face a tough test on Sunday when they play a critical AFC matchup against Miami Dolphins. For all the coverage of the game, you know to keep it right here.